Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the NutriMedical Report, we have Pamela here from Lumen Photon, and I'm just going to go over a little bit of the science of what we call light. Our bodies are actually light bodies or informational bodies, and if you think of every molecule vibrating in solution in water, it transmits what we call harmonic frequencies that are both sound, and we have a coherent sound that's called a phonon. Phonon measure waves. When you have the vibrational molecule like microscopic tuning forks, they actually create infrared light. So just like we had recognized the structure of a chemical using infrared spectroscopy, in fact, remember going in regular and advanced organic chemistry, we had to actually, in advanced organic chemistry and working up to your PhD level, be able to actually tell you the structure of a molecule from its spectral pattern on infrared spectroscopy. If they had imidazole rings or double bonding or whatever, you had to be able to actually tell the structure of the molecule based on the pattern of frequency vibrations, just in their spectral analysis. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
So chemists have known this for like half a century plus. Now, what I've done uniquely is I've stood on the shoulders of scientists like Dr. Zhu from China that developed the QRMA machine. And there's a bunch of knockoffs that are garbage, but we have the originals. And Dr. Nesterov and his team, going back to the 1960s, have developed the Metapathia Hunter and the previous machine called the Bioplasm for quantum analysis of these spectral frequencies. Now, you can actually take a light, if you want a scope, and look at the scintillating frequencies of light coming off someone's body. That, and if you do what's called Curlian photography, you'll see abnormal spectral patterns of infrared harmonic resonant frequencies. If you do it, in fact, one of the best ways is just digital thermography. And I belonged for years to the Association of Thermologists, and I'm going to reactivate my memberships as a retired member. The Association of Thermology basically allows you to do digital thermography on somebody, and every disease state has what's called dysautonomia. It means the autonomic nervous system of sympathetic and parasympathetic is abnormal. You can see digital patterns that actually are parallel to the autonomic homunculus, which is a body laid out on the skin, where the organ structure. So if you've got gallbladder or pancreas or spleen or stomach, and you've got abnormalities, let's say your gastritis or you've got a liver disorder, you're going to see dysautonomia in those areas. If you see a spinal nerve, which you'll see a problem, or a peripheral nerve, you'll see abnormalities on the thermogram. Now, why is that important? It's important because if you could look, like Linus Pauling visualized and talked about the thing called the field ion scanner, he theorized that at some point we'd have computing capacity to actually make a machine that could actually see biomolecules in solution and pick up their spectral pattern and create a color scale, just like the CT scan, MRI, or PET scan. Mm-hmm. Now, the PET is probably the closest to that, which is a positronically labeled radio-labeled glucose. So the, instead of electrons, they're called positrons. When you generate positrons and you attach them to fluorodeoxyglucose, you can actually see what tissues are metabolically active, because when it releases, it metabolizes the glucose, it releases a positron. Now, why is that important? It's important because if you could look at somebody getting sick, you could actually see, if you could visualize with your mind, it'd be like taking a little tiny microscopic pin and puncturing holes in the cells and tissues, and they'd be leaking electrons. So those tissues would leak electrons, and of course the tissue therefore would become acid instead of alkaline. High alkaline, high electron density is alkaline. They have high cytokine levels, inflammatory, and they go anaerobic, which means instead of turning each glucose molecule into 32 ATP, it creates two. So you have hypoxia, acidosis, and high levels of free radicals, and you have mitochondrial dysfunction, which eventually, if there's enough free radicals, you get damaged mitochondria, and the cells go into what's called mitophagy, trying to destroy the old mitochondria. If they're really crappy at it, you get a lot of old mitochondria. It's like having old soldiers that can't get around even in their wheelchair. And they can't shoot straight because they're blind or going blind. And that's the kind of army you have in order to run your cells. Now, some cells, like cardiomyocytes, have millions of mitochondria. And other ones, like astrocytes in your brain or Purkinje cells in your cerebellum, have hundreds of thousands to millions. So this is a big problem. Now, when you use a lumen photon, you actually entrain the tissues. You are pulsing the tissue at the base frequency that the tissue likes. So you can increase the electron density. So if you are pulsing at a frequency 3, it's what's called neuroectoderm, skin and brain. So if it's a skin disorder, because the skin is a neurological organ, or the eyeball or the brain is frequency 3. If it's internal organs like liver, kidneys, spleen, kidney, etc., you want frequency 4. And if it's glandular tissue, it's frequency 5. And Dr. Nogier discovered these frequencies almost like the frequency for radio stations. When you have the organogenesis from the end plate of the fetus developing in utero, these frequencies are set when the actual tissues differentiate, aren't they? Now, the same thing goes on with it's a bungee bird or a big horse or whatever. There's harmonic resonant frequencies that are actually tied to the entraining frequency to increase the electron density and make tissues alkaline. And when they have high levels of alkalinity, they generate higher amounts of ATP and NADH, so it reverses the energetics. And whether there's biotoxins or stealth pathogens that are going to grow in that tissue is dependent. If the tissue is alkaline, which is high-dose power C, high-dose things like nutriodine, high-dose mitochondrial catalyst, high-dose lumen photon, you've now pumped up the tissue so it has more electron density. So there's been studies at Washington University in St. Louis where using the lumen photon over the kidneys will lower the C-reactive protein and lower the Pi-1 and inflammatory cytokines in your arteries that cause heart disease. The same thing goes with your eyes. If you've got middle ear problems, let's say your semicircular canals, you've got vertigo, or you've got some hearing loss due to neurosensory loss from toxins or autoimmune disease, or you've got MS, or you've got post-infarct dementia, or you've got circulatory problems because you've been banged on the head too many times in a contact sport, lumen photon combined with I call my NFL cocktail will protect your brain against neurodegeneration and reactivation of inflammatory molecules causing glial cell and astrocyte droplet, which means they die. Your brain cells die. Or you lose dendrites. Now people think, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I can do things that other people find is impossible to me, is like breathing. And I got to tell people this, and they think, you're just arrogant. I said, there's a difference between arrogance and talent. When I do my lecture next month in Las Vegas, I'm lecturing to all the top doctors in the world, and I can, in fact, control the meeting. I'm the actual moderator for the whole meeting, the full afternoon of Saturday, the 14th from 1 to 4 p.m., on the anti-aging technologies, past, present, and future. These are the top meetings for the top academy in the world on this. And I'm going to present evidence to show that my theory about quantum physics applies to biological systems, not just of humans, but all animal forms of life on Earth, and exobiology for any life forms in any distant planets. I'm also going to explain how the same quantum physics and mathematics explains the bidirectional ability to hack into human consciousness. Now, I'm warning people in advance because this is also the technology and mathematics that allows artificial intelligence. They're playing around the edges of it with promise software and with blockchain and all kinds of other foolishness. But I know how to actually make quantum fuzzy logic, parallel processing, quantum circuits that you make harmonic resonant circuits to create the hierarchical display and coding of thought. Okay? And the same quantum physics and mathematics that applies to all biological systems in any life form on this planet or anywhere else in the galaxy. Now, people say, that's a little bit much, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to change the face of medicine on Earth forever. Not just for a little while, but forever. And I want people to understand the reason why I have a radio show is because I have gone through 4 decades of persecution by my colleagues for changing paradigms and using science to find the cause of things. For example, when I was working with all the pain clinics in Colorado, we were mapping pain with E-Delta and C-fibers with Dr. Jim Hedgecock's machine, which I made objectified by adding potentiometry to the E-Delta nerve fibers at the base of the skull. We had a potentiometry which I developed to put at the base of the skull because I could tell if your E-Delta nerve fibers synapted all the way to your cortex and your subthalamic nuclei and your projection areas to the temporal lobes, to the receptive areas in your frontal lobes, your seven pain gates. I discovered all seven pain gates, and the primary gate actually is in my patents in 1986. So I'm not exactly patient with my colleagues anymore. I do not suffer stupid people. Okay? And I'll explain things to anybody in small enough terms that even their minimal minds can grasp it, because the medical profession is not moving forward for three reasons. One, they have a vested financial interest in the status quo. Number two, they think that anybody that changes the paradigm must be an enemy of medicine. And number three, they're just plain stupid. It doesn't matter what their excuse is. You out there need to know the facts so we can help you with Lumen Photon, whether it's getting your vision back, or regenerating bone, or turning off pain. We have this simple technology called Light Band-Aid.
The answer to be...
So let's go down to head to toe what you can do for Lumen. Number one, if you're using recidival hair tonic and putting on your skin, say, pregnenolone cream and India Me to try to regenerate your hair, you want to slap that Lumen pad on your head for, say, 30 minutes twice a day on setting number three to regenerate your hair. Don't just say, I'm going to take it for a month, and if it doesn't grow my hair back, it didn't work, Deagle. No. You need to take it 3 to 6 months along with using a Lumen pad. You got periodontal disease. There's been studies done on NECA, which is cavitations. And by the way, when your membranous bone actually demineralizes, it doesn't get less dense. It actually retracts away from your tooth roots, and the Sharpe fibers actually snap off your teeth, so your teeth are rattling around your head. If you want to regenerate your teeth, you need bone generator, Mycel D3, Myco D2, Collagen Max, Procollagen, which is Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, and you want to also take CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and bite into the capsule twice a day, but very importantly, NICO, N-I-C-O setting of the Lumen Photon machine. If you do that, you're going to regenerate your bones, and if you're trying to get rid of the nanobacteria, use our triple threat, Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, NutriDefense, but you want to get that Lumen Photon pad on your jaws and teeth at least 30 minutes twice a day to stimulate rehealing. If you're having thyroid problems, whether it's an acute thyroglobulin inflammation of your gland because you've got acute, anti-thyroglobulin, antimicrosomal antibodies, Hashimoto's they call it, which usually starts out with an adenovirus and it causes the gland to get infected enough that it actually triggers an autoimmune attack against the various globulins in your gland and the microsomal fraction that makes the thyroid hormone. You need to slap it over your neck. If you're having problems with circulation, let's say they found calcified plaque in your arteries in your neck, you don't only take vitamin K2 and our Omega Supreme Pro, etc., and Cardiovasc. You want to slap that Lumen Photon pad directly over that hardened plaque in your neck so you can reverse that plaque. Because if you do an ultrasound, a B-scan ultrasound, you've got hardened plaque, you're going to throw that sucker off and it can end up in your middle cerebral artery and you've had a stroke. Let's move down your chest. If you've got congestive heart failure, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, respiratory problems like chronic bronchorrhea or pink puffer blue bloater, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or asthma, you've got to reduce the inflammation of your lungs. So you're going to take inhalation therapy with cell detox glutathione, which you pulverize down into a powder and put it into your Armon or Sonia Pulse. And then you want to take NutriSilver or Nutriodine inhalation therapy. I like the NutriSilver especially because you can take 3 puffs. But you can slap the Lumen pad over your heart for cardiomyopathy or congestive heart failure, over your lungs for chronic respiratory problems, including asthma, which is a chronic cytokine disorder of leukotriene B4, D4. Or if you've got problems with chronic infection. And yet you would not believe the soup of nastiness growing in people's lungs, sometimes for years, and if they get a virus, those stealth infections are just waiting to leap out and get you. You don't have to wait till the airborne, death march that's coming from Madagascar to come here, the Black Death, the pneumonic plague, because it's coming. We're having multiple bugs like H7N9 and airborne viruses and these death bacteria, the pneumonic plague, which, by the way, in the 14th century killed a lot of people. Now, people don't know why that killed so many people. There were three reasons. The first was they were filth everywhere because the economy had collapsed. Number two, the Muslims had brought it in to the Black Sea, and when they invaded the Black Sea city, they actually took it over. They carried the Black Plague with them. And the third was nobody discovered what's called the idea of washing their hands in between doing deliveries, or not having, you know, dead animal parts or blood on the table, and so the viruses and bacteria and pus and everything was everywhere. Now, if you're trying to counteract those things, you need to use things like lumen photon, because your body's going to say, you know what, if I've got enough electrons here, if the tissue's alkaline, my immune cells are going to work well, I can fight these infections. But if your tissues are in a sick and weak state, the same way if you're going to decalcify arteries or strengthen arteries like your aorta, you've got a aortic aneurysm, or if you've got calcified arteries in a high-speed CT scan. And by the way, the Metapathia Hunter scan will actually show your arteries calcified. I did a health professional not recently, just a month ago, and he showed two arteries in his heart were calcified on the Metapathia Hunter scan, and I said, well, you need a high-speed 8-second CT scan to validate that these are present. And if they are, and they already, he didn't tell me, but he had an apoprotein disorder in his blood that he knew about for years, and that's why he's had dyslipidemia. Now, you got to understand, if you think doctors know what the hell they're doing, you're delusional. And I'm not talking about just patients, I'm talking about doctors. Doctors are currently treating patients, cardiologists, other doctors. I remember talking recently to a cardiologist, and he thought measuring blood viscosity was voodoo medicine. And the guy that I worked with was a Harvard cardiologist, and I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University in my office in Denver. And I had subspecialists sending me patients, this is 15 years ago, sending me patients to do a dual laser viscometry to look at their blood viscosity and measuring cardiac markers. Now you can go to Veritas Labs. I can send your blood on a Monday to Meridian Valley Laboratories in Tutwiller, Washington, beside Seattle, and I can tell you exactly why you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. I'm not guessing. You're talking to Dr. Deagle, not some Yahoo. As they say, we have a Yahoo-rich environment, just like in the military, a target-rich environment. We have a Yahoo-rich environment. And if you think that I got smart by thinking I knew this stuff right away, no, I wallowed through the valley of stupid, asking questions and feeling totally lost, because the previous training and information I got from medical school and residency was absolutely useless. Whether it's neurological conditions, autoimmune conditions, the augmentation of autoimmune conditions by toxins, and the fact is most of the things I know, I learned from the school of curiosity. That's really disgusting, isn't it? They don't teach doctors or people even how to use their brain. I think they just do it so their hair won't fall over their eyes. That's pretty scary. Now, everything I say I can validate with testing, imaging studies, blood work, genetics, etc. And I tell you, lumen photon is so easy. All you do is just slap it on the sore body part. Sore knee, bam. Put it on there. Turn it on frequency 6 or 7. You got a skin problem like psoriasis, take our nutraceuticals for psoriasis, slap on the lumen pad. You got peripheral neuropathy, put your feet down. You can even get boot-shaped ones for peripheral neuropathy. If you got diabetic neuropathy, by the way, 1 in 20 diabetic patients are going to develop deathly painful neuropathy over 20 years. And neuropathy to the point where they consider suicide as a valid exit option. Did you know that? 1 in 20 diabetics that develops neuropathy is going to think, I better kill myself rather than live like this. And of course, if they go to the regular doctors, they give them drugs to make them turn into functional zombies. You see the shadow of life, but there's no living person inside that Hulk anymore. I'm not kidding you. They give them anti-seizure drugs to the point where you can't bury the body yet because it's not yet cold, but they're dead. And you think I'm making this up? I tell you, I could do a comedy routine in L.A. just with material of all the crap I've seen, not just in the past, but every week. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're making this up. I said, look, it doesn't matter if it's MDs, DOs, DCs, vets. They're all desperately stupid. Now, I'm not saying that to be cruel. I'm saying it to think, I can train them. I can make them even think out new problems and solve them. But they should realize that every disease state requires acidity, hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals. And one of the first things that can reverse that is lumen photon, Power C+. Nutraceuticals supply the Lego blocks of life. Even when people take stem cells, they figure they're going to regenerate the tissue. That's like sending a bunch of architects to a building site and there's no materials to rebuild the building.
Yeah, that's a good way to put that.
All right, so you know what? I'm tempted every day to go back and call that law firm in Chicago, become an attack dog. They offered me $500,000 a year to go to law school in Chicago and $6 million the first year out to just take down big drug companies and doctors. Next hour, you can call in about any topic. Rules of the road are, number one, no ad hominem attacks. Rule number two, 10 words or less in a question or statement, only one, and stay on topic. Now, if it's any topic, you can ask anything about anything. Blockchain, healthcare, stroke, rebuilding your gums, carrot bars, whatever you want to talk about. Ask questions you think will inform other people, because thousands of other people listening are wanting to know or have a question similar to the one you have that want you to ask. But you want to make it clear enough. You don't want to go off on a tangent. The next rule of the road is don't try to filibuster. You're not going to take over the show and run off on a tangent. That's not going to happen. You got to basically stay at a relatively topic and not go off on a, as they say, no pontification zone. How's that? But if you have a good question, call in, 877-317-6432. Now I'm going to go over a couple of things. Firstly, I'm going to be doing a special coming up this pretty soon here with Dr. Betty Martini, and I'm working on an article with her. I'm working on science imaging technology that can be done with radiologists, immunotoxicology and other testing that can actually identify toxic components in our food. Adventame, aspartame, Splenda, MSG, 29 other names for MSG, or textured vegetable protein, etc. Glyphosate, allergens that have been attached by chemicals and pesticides, etc. And I'm putting together a way of actually measuring these biological effects in the brain and the chemical changes, the epigenetic changes that actually can, you can image and you can do other tests to find out what's going on. Our entire society are frying our brains. You know, this is like the old commercial, this is your brains on, you know, shows an egg frying in a pan on drugs, you know. Well, you don't have to take drugs. You can take, for example, generic now medications that actually has aspartame or Adventame in the pill to make it sweet when you suck on these little new generic versions of pills. It used to be pills you'd swallow have no sweeteners in them at all. But now they're actually sweetened soft gels you have to suck on. Or the idea that many of these are glutamate agonists, so they're very toxic to the brain. They block in the normal metabolism, which is blocked by magnesium. So if your magnesium deficiency, especially in your brain cells are going to have a massive surge of nitroperoxy and hydroperoxy radical and singlet oxygen, and you're going to get glial cell and astrocyte droplet, in other words, death. Now, if you think other manufacturers, other doctors have the technology to be able to reverse that, you're delusional. We do, and I can actually refer you to the specific imaging studies to show you how to actually quantitatively measure it. For example, if you're worried about the NFL and contact sports, we need better helmets, obviously. We need better rules of the game so people can't hit from behind and do other things. But if you have someone that's genetically predisposed to getting elevated post-traumatic levels of nitro and hydroperoxy radical and free radical damage to their brain, we can genetically screen them now. We can tell you which nutraceuticals, I call the NFL cocktail, I can give you. So if you take it before you go on the sport field or after you've had a traumatic injury, you'll dramatically reduce the problems of progressive activation of free radicals that's going to cause brain death. So we have that now. Things like Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Synaptin, Neurogen, Sphingolin, things that support the mitochondria like mitochondrial catalysts, things that are going to get rid of free radicals like gamma A plus for nitroperoxy, cell desoxyglutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy, singlet oxygen is getting rid of by fat-soluble thiamine through the transketolase enzyme that's present and activated. So we have all these possibilities, and we can measure it, and I can even send test kits to you. And we're going to be bringing on Allison from Direct Labs to talk about it. There's about, I think, 9 or 10 labs just with them alone. Then we have Meridian Valley Labs, Dr. Shade's lab for nuclear spectroscopy. We're using dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy. We have hair analysis lab, the best one we found in America in Texas. We've got labs like Pathway Genomics, that in addition to companies like 23andMe and the Prometheus analysis of their data, Pathway Genomics takes those specific panels to measure different genetic predispositions that are going to cause certain illnesses. In fact, I periodically get reports on my genes, which are in the database for 23andMe, and they just sent me last week that I don't have the genetics predisposing to gluten sensitivity. Now, you got to understand, though, gluten, even if you don't have a tendency toward celiac disease, causes a lot of problems. It's basically a brain opioid analog. So in other words, when you have bread, it's an opioid analog, so you need to understand it can cause some brain effects like a drug. And we have, of course, glutenase that gets rid of gluten. We have gluten immune that actually modifies your gluten sensitivity. And you have to understand that this is very significant. We are able to turn off the reactions with our Gastrozyme. I usually tell people, if you're going to take Gastrozyme, take the Digestes, because most people that have digestive enzyme problems have a pH problem as well. You need to have the stomach acid and pepsin to work with your digestive enzymes, or you're not complete. So Digestes goes with the Gastrozyme. If you're looking at skin disorders, for example, the first thing you need to think of is collagen. Collagen Max, Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, and Omega Fatty Acids, Omega Supreme Pro, and Omega Cod Liver Liquid, which gives you vitamin A, D, E, and K. And you need those vitamins for your skin health. If you're trying to improve skin health on the skin surface, NutriSilver, Pregnenolone Cream, and curcumin cream. Curcumin will actually even repair not only inflammatory states in the skin, but actually repair genetic damage to the skin. And when you're taking things like curcumin, it also removes fluoride from the brain. Fluoride from the brain and heavy metal toxins, it lowers the cytokines in the brain tissue as well as the skin and other tissues when you take the cell detox glutathione orally and the topical curcumin cream on your skin. In fact, what I do is I take a moisturizer cream and I pump into it pregnenolone and curcumin cream for my face after my bath in the morning, my lower legs, and my arms, and it makes a huge difference in making sure I don't get what we call seborrheic dermatitis, which I have a little tendency toward it, but it stops it. Dry patches of skin. When you're trying to counteract lung disease, you want to be using NutriSilver inhalation. In fact, I have the NutriSilver right here on my desk. Nice little bottle of it. I also have a bottle of the NDME. The NutriSilver is kind of neat because you can take three inhalations. It works so fast, it's amazing. If you think you're going to an area where you're exposed to a cold virus or you want to take a nasal version, get a little nasal spray attachment to the NutriSilver, you can turn off sinus problems or allergies almost immediately, because it's not just an allergy by itself. It's usually an allergy on the bed of stealth infections growing in the nasal passages, viruses, bacteria, fungi. And if you knock off the pathogens, usually the allergies will go away, or if you have to, you add Allerblock. If it's really severe, you add Allergan, which is the enzyme to get rid of histamine, because it's often present in food or it's generated in your tissues, like in your sinus passages. If you're trying to improve your sight, the first thing to do is take Vision Max. It's much better than the formula we have from Optivite that was developed by my colleague Steve Levine back, 35 years ago. This is far superior to that. We recommend you take Neurogen for the back of the eyes, Omega Supreme Pro, the omega fatty acids, to stop the free radicals, Gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, and singlet oxygen, fat-soluble ultrathiamine B1. And you want it to heal, then try to reduce those cytokines. You want to take Cell Defense Plus, because the inflammatory cytokines in your eye, not the intraocular pressure, is the primary problem. 40% of people with glaucoma or central macular changes actually have just high cytokine levels in their eyes. It may be parallel in some people with high intraocular pressure. And you can also use Lumen Photon in setting number 7 to reduce IOP, or intraocular pressure, and setting 3 for regeneration of your eyes, along with things like MycoD2, which is ergothionine for stem cell regeneration, and the Mountain Red Velvet, which I'm getting new patents on. I have patents pending on the Mountain Red Velvet technology, so we're going to soon encapsulate it. I'm waiting for response from my suppliers in New Zealand for the Mountain Red Velvet, so we can encapsulate it here in Chula Vista with our technology, and I have those patents pending right now. So what's neat to me is that we're moving toward a combination of technology and validation, we can do testing to show we've actually improved your physical parameters of aging and wellness. And we can do this in a way at a distance where you can be anywhere in the world and I can help you. So call in if you have a question, or just email me after the show, Dr. Bill Deagle, drbill, D-E-A-G-L-E, at hotmail.com, 877-317-6432. Back in a moment. Program schedule every week. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have John Spring back with another major article. I'm not going to leak all the messages here. Mark Taylor will be back, author of The Trump Prophecies, on Thursday. Firing line, if you have questions, you want to get them through to Michelle, you can email me directly, Dr. Bill Deagle at hotmail.com, and I will process that question. If it's important to get to Michelle right away, I will, but otherwise I'll answer it for you. Harley Schlanger is back, hour number two, from Berlin, Germany, from the LaRouche Foundation. And Gary Richard Arnold now lately has been on the third hour on Fridays, which is very excellent. We did a review of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 2050 from the United Nations, and the world population and environmental control maniacs of the globalists. And if you think it's made up and it's theory, or it's my delusions, you're just wrong. You need to read. If you read it, you'll weep, because you'll be really angry that this is not made up and it's very real. It's in your face from the Council on Foreign Relations, their own Foreign Affairs Journal, it's in the United Nations World Watch Institute. Everything is right there in front of you. It's called hoodwinking. They show you the truth. You don't want to believe it, and therefore you suffer. So don't suffer. Get yourself prepared for this. You see, ICLEI, we talk about this in the United Nations. You be aware this is very real. Now, some of the news items that I'm looking at right now, and these are some of the latest ones that I'm watching, tax slash Senate strips the Obamacare mandate, which is great. And you can see Obama there really angry. Of course, Obama's a maniac. He's deconstructing America. And people need to be aware that how bad this is. I want to see if we're going to see really a separate independent council look after going after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and Mueller and Rosenstein, their FBI involvements, covering up the bribery going on with Uranium One deal. I'm going to see if the health care bill in the near actually passes to fix health care. We're getting pieces of it piece by piece that's going on, but right now things are, how can I say it, disaster right now. Premiums have gone through the ceiling. People are getting less and less care. Doctors and practices and clinics are going out of business because the cost of malpractice is too high. The cost of running business is too high. The insurance carriers are not paying. Even when you have really good insurance like I do, you'd be surprised when things are not covered. And, of course, we're getting fed more and more toxic food because our food industry is totally unregulated by lobbyists that get away with murder. Donald Rumsfeld with aspartame years ago. Now we have Adventame and all kinds of new toxins added to our food, new pesticides, new radiotoxins, and new genetically modified food that modifies our biology. If you eat GM food, you're going to become a genetically modified person. Now, a lot of people don't connect the dots that their gut is related to their illness. So one of the first things I tell people is, number one, if you take our age list, it's a good way to start. And life support, mix the two together and make a drink every morning. I do with my daughter. I add NutriComplete and Glycemix and a few other things. I think one of the things you should be aware of is that our society is poisoning themselves with toxic genetically modified food. And if you eat an animal that's been fed genetically modified food, you're going to become a GMP, genetically modified person. Betty Martini will be back next week. I'm doing a major review article with her, rewriting it. It'll be posted everywhere. On these kind of toxic things in our food and our food supply that's destroying the health of the population. By the way, I had a question by someone recently who asked if there was any milk in the ageless formula, and this is for Gary. Aunt Lorna, who actually asked this question here, I think a day or so ago. No, there's not. I don't know why they say milk. I went back and I checked on the supply of every single component. It's rice and pea protein. There's no lactose in there. There's no milk lactobumin or casein protein. There's no whey protein. It's VegaPro. It's an absolutely completely vegetarian source, basically. So there's absolutely no milk. I don't know why they put that marker. Probably because it was made in a facility where milk was present. But there's no milk, allergens, lactose or anything. And so and the people that make our labels sometimes screw up, and I don't know why they put milk on there, because you go down through all the list of the different components, it's not present. One of the things I often see is we belong to our local Down Syndrome Association. If you have a child with say, a Fragile X Syndrome, Down Syndrome, or Asperger's, or autism, and so on, I can make a custom protocol to help make them better. We can do testing protocols to actually measure to see if they're actually improving, and you don't need to suffer. You need to be aware that that is possible right now. This time, by the way, we worked on the MSP formula 25 years ago with scientists. We were measuring ahydroxy 2' deoxyguanosine as a measure of DNA oxidation and oxidized T-bar fats, which is very important for free radical load. And we could show that our formula was reducing the effect of the five genes that cause Down syndrome. It doesn't matter what the syndrome is. If I do your genetics and I look at your organic acids, I can custom make a protocol to try to help you get your child better. And we can go back and do specific quantum testing, such as quantitative electroencephalography with a neuroscientist or PhD psychologist trained at LexiCorps. We can do imaging studies to look at SPECT blood flow scans or other scans to look at myelination patterns in the brain, because delayed myelination is like delayed bone age. If there's delayed bone age, your bones are not growing properly as a child. Well, same with myelin in your brain. So we can measure those things. And most doctors are not aware of this unless they have a specific subspecialty interest in this area. It says the ageless has colostrum based on peptides from immunoglobulins. Because it's from the immunoglobulins, there's a small amount of dairy and there's no lactose or casein. It's basically, they say, so this is just a tiny amount of colostrum. So when people say there's milk, you're not going to have significant amounts of lactose or casein or lactobumin proteins. It's just basically immunoglobulin proteins that are from milk, from colostrum. So when I hear these people say these things, it's like, no, don't say those, because they confuse people and they make them not understand that our nutraceuticals are designed so anybody can take them. That's why they're vegetarian level certified. One of the other things I did over the weekend is I reviewed this for all the vets, but for everybody, I reviewed all of our products from A to Z. Part one and part two. Part one was on Saturday, part two on Sunday, and all together is around a little over 2 hours. You can actually go through and watch that on YouTube. I'm going to post it over also on my Deagle Network, so you can actually watch the videos there. I've green screened in the background, so I look really tiny with the world behind me, which is kind of funny. My son said, "You're awfully look awfully small there." I guess he figured I should be bigger as the world behind me. Maybe I will. I'm just playing around learning how to use it. Green screen with live stream. And what they do is you can project either a static image or a moving image, like a flag that's going in the wind or whatever, like an American flag. What's neat about this is I'm able to broadcast instantly, and it goes on every platform, your iPhone, your iPad, your computer in any platform in the world, Mac, your regular computer, and it's all free. You can access it, and you can search for specific word sections. I'm working to try to develop some technology so you can actually have a number of tags, and those tags will take you to a specific place in the audio or video, and you can download and pull a segment off like a clip and send it to your fellow inquiry people, Facebook, Twitter, or social media, which is kind of cool. We're trying to make it so it's more and more searchable. You know, I'm a fastidious librarian. I make sure everything is completely searchable. So if you go over to, for example, right now to deagle-network.com, you'll see the shows that I posted up. I posted up Matthew, my oldest son's show, which is The True World on Revolution Radio. He does on Saturdays. Usually he does about, I think, 3 hours. It shows the shows yesterday, hour number one, hour number two, and hour number three, and you'll see some pictures there. I try to kind of focus on the picture what the main issues of that show are talking specifically about. For example, you'll see a lot of references to Judge Roy Moore, because if Roy Moore doesn't get elected as a senator, it's very possible that this so-called tax bill won't pass. And if it doesn't pass and they don't fix health care, it's extremely likely that Donald Trump will be impeached after the 2018 election if they lose enough House seats. This is really catastrophic. And people, no matter you're Democrat or Republican, should understand the Democrats don't have a leader. They don't have a plan for America. And if you don't get this agenda through to fix health care and taxes, the nation is going to go into a tailspin, and we need to fix it. We'll be back in hour number three. Any topic you want to talk about, I'm going to go through a number of interesting topics I think I'm following in the news. I'm posting them up on our media site. If there's videos on Deagle Network, but all the news is over at Clay and Iron for regular news. All the health news is over at NutraMedical if you want to look and search through there by topic, by issue, and by date when it's posted up. It's all free for you to enjoy. You don't need a membership. If you do want to get access to the wellness condition, the only thing is $9.95 a month. Otherwise, anybody can ask me anytime for a protocol at no charge. Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill, D-E-A-G-L-E, at hotmail.com is the email. If you bought one product, I'll even do a call back at
supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Okay.